Okay, here we go. Just to continue with our five short Hasidic ideas on Shavuos, part two. Our learning should be Leschus Refuah Shleima, Rav Mordechai Yaakov Yehuda ben Rivka, Pesuk Shor Chayisol. The first idea comes to us from the Chiddush Harim, the first Ger Rebbe. He says on the pasuk we say in Matan Torah, Kol Asher Diber Hashem Nas. Anything that Hashem spoke, we will do. Right? Nas of Nishma is in Parshas Mishpatim, like Rabbi Razer likes to say. Nas of Nishma is not in Parshas Yisro. Nasa is in Parshas Yisro by Matan Torah. And Chazir Shur wants to know, Nasa, what's the deeper lotion of Nasa? Nasa is a lotion of Rabbim. What's the deeper idea, says Chiddush Harim? Nasa, Kol Asher Diber Hashem Nasa. What were we saying? Nasa means that we are being mekabel on ourselves, Beloshen Rabim. That we, each and every one of us, we're going to be a guarantor for each other. Kol Asher Diber Hashem Hashem Nasa doesn't just mean we're going to do what Hashem says, but Nasa, we're going to do it together. There's going to be an arvis there. There's going to be a ravis there. Kol Yisrael Ravim Zel Azeh. There's not going to be something about caring achdus, which we spoke about last time from Rabbeinu Yoina and from all the Svarim. But here there's a lashon that we care for each other, that my kiddush is incomplete if your kiddush is incomplete, and my mitzvah is incomplete if your mitzvah is incomplete. Says the Chiddush Harim, that's exactly what we're saying here. Kol Asher Diber Hashem Nasa. Nasa means that we are going into the marriage as one. But maybe we could say even further, the Chiddush Harim says it very, very similarly to the Rabbeinu Yoina from last time, that a proper hachana for Matan Torah is the midos, is the achdus, is the veicha and sham yisal neged har, that says the chiddush harim, and a different piece. For us to be able to realize the preparation for Matan Torah is the ben adam lachavero. Beautiful idea of the chiddush harim, of the lashon of nasa, of being arvus, of coming together as one. Kol Yisrael Ravim Zeh L'Zeh, we're responsible now for each other, we're guarantors for each other. And the hachana, this is the true hachana for Matan Torah. Moving on to idea number two. Idea number two comes to us, Rabbi Avram of Slonim. So the pasuk says, "Vikidashem hayom machar." Right, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu that they should sanctify themselves, and tomorrow they're going to be able to come to Matan Torah. And Rashi says over here in Perek Yutes pasuk Yud and Yud Aleph that they should be ready themselves today and tomorrow. And Rashi says, quotes from the Chazal, that they should separate from their wives as well. It says the Rabbi Avram somehow a Chassidish, a beautiful idea, and he applies this to the avoda of the Yitzhara. What does the Yitzhara sometimes do? And tells us, you know what? Listen to me, and tomorrow you'll be a holy Jew. Tomorrow. Tomorrow you'll do. But today, right now, listen and just do the sin. It's okay, and tomorrow you'll do tshuva. Says the Rabbi of Slonim, the messages we have to tell the Yitzhar, the Kidashtem Hayom. Right now I'm going to be Mekadosh myself. Right now I'm going to make a good decision. Right now, I can't control what I'm going to do tomorrow, says Rabbi Avram Slonim. I can only control right now. V'kidashim hayom, anirotzen l'iskadosh, machar nira, I don't know what's going to be tomorrow, says Rabbi Avram Slonim. But the pasuk says, but when we have to make sure, don't listen to the yitzhar of giving in. No. Right now I'm going to make the right decision. I don't know what's going to be tomorrow. V'machar will nira, we'll see. V'kidashim hayom, right now in what's in front of me. And this is exactly what Rabbi Nachman lived by, something that I've seen from all really, really recently from my Rebbe, Rabbi Dr. Benji Epstein. I highly recommend his incredible sefer on mindfulness, living in the presence. You could get it on Amazon. And he literally lives with this, him and Rabbi Joey Rosenfeld gave a shiur on this last night, I believe. Torah Ayin Reish Beis, in Lekutei Maharan. Hayom im mekol tishmau. Rabbi Nachman says to live in the moment. Kim osu hayom. But if you think of a kechishiyach she'ino rakus hayom lo yelo masa klal, people think that Avodas Hashem is very hard. But the people that are just doing one day at a time, don't look at it as I'm learning the Sechel Shabbos. There's so many dafim. No. Hayom is one day or one minute. How many times Rabbi Nelson said by Rabbi Nachman he would start fresh? How many times come upon him every single day? And he says, "Kiyom amachus olam acher legarmi." Tomorrow is a different world completely. Hayom in the kol tishmel hayom daika. Today. Stop worrying about tomorrow. Start worrying about the present moment. Making the right choice. You make that right choice, then everything will flow. I don't know what's going to be tomorrow. Says Rabbi Avraham, "Kidashkem hayom." Right now, all I have is the power of hayom. Of right now, making the right decision. Moving on, beautiful idea. Based Avram, Rabbi Avram of Slonim, Rabbi Nachman, Torah 272. Moving on to din number three. Adin number three comes to us from the Tefer Shlomo Radomsk Perak Yutes Pasuk Tezayin. Ayomer al Am Hayu Nichonim L'Shlosh Es Yomim Al Tikshu Al Yishu. For 3 days you should separate. Be ready for a 3 day period. Rashi says L'Shlosh Shlosh Es Yomim Hu Yomer Vi Shehoisif Moshe Yom Echem Midaitu. Moshe actually adds on one day. He added a fourth day. Says the Tefer Shlomo, why did Moshe do this? Moshe Hoisif Yom Echem Midaitu. The Moshe was able. The Rabbon Shem told him to do three. He did four. What's going on over here? Says the Tefer Shlomo, an incredible idea. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show us a Matan Torah. That Moshe Rabbeinu, that the Koich HaTorah The Koach of Hashem is a partnership. It's a partnership with the Chachmei HaTorah. It's a partnership with the Tzadikim. It's a partnership with the Tamidei Chachamim who have the power to paskin. At Matan Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu Davka showed us the Koach of Chachmei HaTorah. And that's exactly by Matan Torah. Moshe Hosev Yom Echem Yidaito to show us that even at Matan Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show us that it's a partnership. Obviously, there are laws. There are certain laws. There's a Torah Shabbat. The Torah Shabbat Peh is a partnership. And Moshe Rabbeinu shows us this message. To be able to make sure to cling on to the Torah. How do you cling on to the Torah? You can't have the Torah without having Talmidei Chachamim, having role models, having teachers in your life. And this is something I saw from Rav Judah Michel, my Rebbe, quoting a lot from Rav Judah and Rav Benji, Baruch Hashem. Mamish has such an impact on my life. And the Rav Judah quoted an article on that he wrote on Rashbi in a kunjus called Nishmas Kochai and Lag Ba'omer. And he quotes the Baal Tanya, like an Amar in Perek Beis. He says, what does it mean to be davak to Hashem? It means to be, right? Chazal tell us, how do we cling to Hashem? To be davak to the Talmidei Chachamim. So he says this, what does it mean? It says the Baal Tanya, the essence of a Jew's soul is the Chelek Chacham Yama'a. We have a part of a Kadosh Baruch Hu inside of us. He's intrinsically attached to Hashem, and Tzadikim have the power to connect the Jew to his inner life source, his connection to Hashem. The Jew's truest, most intimate being is all love and attachment to Hashem, but this essence is concealed from him, and he is conscious of his more external personal tendencies. Tzadikim reveal and connect the Jew to his inner truth, the sole desire to do Hashem's will. Maybe we could say, this is really the way that the first Shlomo is saying. Obviously, the koich of paskening, like Moshe Rabbeinu was showing us. But maybe we could say that Tefer Shlomo is really also telling us what the Baal Tanya is saying. It's what happened in Matan Torah is Vayaminu BaHashem uva Moshe Avda. That there's a munah in Hashem, but also a munah in Tzadikim. Emunah in the Mesorah, like Rav Shechter says, to have the munah in the Mesorah. To not start making things up, your mamish davik to the Talmidei Chachamim of your generation, like Rav Shechter says that every Chag has smicha. Just because you have smicha now doesn't mean you stop asking questions. You continue to ask questions. I love that from Rav Shechter because that's living with the Mesorah, and that's exactly what Tefer Shlomo says. L'shloshes yom moshev hosev yom echem idaito to show us the koyach of Chachamei HaTorah for every generation and the power of koyach of tzadikim, holding on to our tzadikim and Talmidei Chachamim in our lives, making sure they always help us grow in our decisions and in our lives, to keep us on fire, to keep us focused, and to keep us motivated. Moving on to day number four. Going a little out of order here, but it's okay. Matan Torah. Vayagad Moshe, Divrei Ha'om El Hashem. And Moshe, right after we say that, Anasa, Vayosha Moshe, Divrei Hashem El Hashem. Moshe brought back the words of the people to Hashem. Right after we say Nasa. Maybe I should have put in this in the second idea, but no. Baruch Hashem. Right after the Nasa word. Says the Kiddushas Levi. What does it mean, Vayagad Moshe, Divrei Ha'om El Hashem? Rashi says, Ritzoninu L'ros Makinu. We wanted to see a Kadosh Baruch Hu, but we wanted to see the Rabbanu Shalom. Rashi really says that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't just want to know that he knows that Kadosh Baruch Hu knows what he said, but he wanted to be able to be the messenger also to Hashem. But says the Kedushas Levi, what's the deep idea? Vayagin Moshe is Divrei Ha'am. Kiloimar, says the Kedushas Levi, what does it mean that Moshe returned with the word of the people? Kilomar Divrei Ha'am Shehem Medabrim El Hashem, Shehem Medabrim Sheritzonam Leos Eitzel Hashem. What does it mean, Vayagin Moshe Divrei Ha'am? The Moshe turned the words of the nation El Hashem. What were the words of the nation? It was El Hashem. There were words of Elokus. They were words that that their ratzon was to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Kedushas Levi was telling Moshe was telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Divrei Ha'am El Hashem, that the words of the people is for you, Hashem. They get it. The Pintaliyah gets it. All we want to do is El Hashem is just for you. A young Moshe is Divrei Ha'am. What does it mean, my Moshe El Hashem? Shemidab Mishur Tzonam Lios Eitz El Hashem. They want to be close with you. They want to be one with you. They want to be connected to you. And this is the pintaliyid inside of every sas emes, every piece of sas emes talks about this. The chai oilam natu pesachinu, the Kadosh Baruch Hu planted in the pintaliyid in every single one of us. The Baal Tanya talks about it all over the Sefer Tanya. The Kedushas Levi says in another medrash on the Matan Torah. Right, what happened? He closed the brachim. There's thunder and these great blasts. Baruch Kadosh Baruch Hu mitzanim yishenim hischa le'oyer mikolus. Kadosh Baruch Hu saw that they were sleeping, and this is one of the reasons why some of us have the minhag to stay up all night. Personally, it's very hard for me to step on and down in the next morning. But so I have a psak from my Rebbe that I don't do that. But I try to learn a little bit. Because what happened there? It says Kedushas Levi. No, you have to look at the end of the day. You want to know how he slept? And this is Mamish, the defender of Klai. So this is every piece of Kedushas Levi. Kedushas Levi said, you want to know how he slept? It was L'shem Shemayim. So we would have chizuk. And we would have strength. and we would have the wherewithal for the next morning for Kabbalah Torah. After the Kiddush Levi, the Kiddush Levi saw every Pintaliyah. They saw Mamash the Pintaliyah and everything. This is exactly the Kiddush Levi in every Torah, but specifically when I saw the different Torah from the Yagar Moshe Tiberam El Hashem, that Moshe turned the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What was the word? El Hashem. That they wanted to be close to you, Hashem. It's Dafka, this Kiddush Levi. You know why they slept in? They didn't just sleep in until 11:30 a.m. They slept at Ribbono Shel. We have to have the Dama Chavschus, that they had the Chizik. They wanted to sleep in order to be able to have Kavod Shemayim, to be able to serve you for Kabbalah Sotar. Moving on. Believing in this Pintaliyah and Mamash and everything, will change our lives in the Pintaliyah and ourselves and every Jew and every person that we meet throughout the world. Moving on to Adin number 5. Pasuk Yutas, Pasuk Tezayin. The Pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that was that third morning. V'rakim ba'anon kavod al har v'kol shavar chazak ma'od v'yachar kol ha'am asher banacha. Everyone got, the mountain shook and everyone got scared. Says the Mori 9, beautiful idea. Mori 9 says, what's this idea of Ayechra Kol Ha'am, that everyone got scared? He said, the Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos, Paragimel Mishnates, Kol She'yesh Cheto, Kolemes L'Chachmoso, Chachmoso Mix Kemes. Any Chachma that is preceded by Yiras Chet, any Chachma that is preceded by fear of sin, the Chachma will last. Right now, we're about to come to Matan Torah. We're about to, which is Chachma Hashem. Look at the Ramban, I believe, in Shemos, the beginning of Shemos. The whole Torah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. If you want to come to Chachma, first you have to have the Yira. So the Yechara Kol Am wasn't just a reaction. It was a Hachana. It was a preparation for the Chachma coming. Ki Yira hi Kli HaMachzik Es HaTorah. Once a person has Yira, Yira Shemayim, right? Yireishis Chachma, Yiras Hashem, right? The first beginning of the Chachma is Yiras Hashem. That is the Kli Amachzik of the Torah. Then you may be able to be one with the Torah. Then that, but the Vayachar Kolam is not just something that happened. It was a Hachana. We needed the Yira before the Chachma. This is exactly Mishnah Pirkei Avos. The Vayachar Kolam was the Yira before the Chachma, before Matan Torah. And this is exactly what in the Sichos Rabbi Nachman writes. He says that anything in Avodas Hashem, ki ikra avodah b'schila, he rak machmas yiras ha'onish. Anything in Avodas Hashem starts with yiras. It starts with yiras ha'onish. Ubli yiras ha'onish, iyev shal haskel klal b'avodas Hashem. Without having fear of punishment, your person cannot come to anything in Avodas Hashem. Obviously, yiras ha'onish is the stepping stool, and yiras ha'onish is the ultimate, like the Mesilas Yesharim said. But at the end of the day, for us to be able to realize, and we can't start without realizing yiras ha'onish is first, and that's exactly what the Mori Naim is saying. Mori Naim is telling us vayachar kolam was hachana. The Chana, a year before the Chachma. What a beautiful idea. Moving on, let's just review these 5 ideas. So from the Chiddush Sha'arim, Klal Shadiba Hashem Nasa, what does it mean? The Nasa was Blashan Rabbam, that we're in. We were in it to win it together. We were Nasa. We are our harvest together. We are guarantors. Klal Yavis Ramad Arabim Zelzeh. Mizel Chiddush Sha'arim says that about Vayichan, Shami Tom Kenai Negadahar, Ki Ishacha Belevachar was a Chana, the Kabbalah, the Torah, like we say for Rabbeinu Yonah, and Perakil, Imein Derechetz, Ein Torah. The second idea, all about Achtos and Arvis. The second idea, we said it would be Avram of Slonim. Kidash Yom Mocha, the Yitzhar Kazas tells you, you know what, at the end of the day, do the sin, tomorrow you'll be a tzaddik, tomorrow. No, the Yitzhar. Kidash Mayom, right now I'm going to be a tzaddik. Right now I'm going to sanctify my life. And Mocha, I don't know what's going to be tomorrow. And that's exactly what Rabbi Nachman writes in Kutim Aran, Torah 272. Hayom in the Kol Tishmon. With the Koyach of a Hayom. A Jew has to live in the Hayom moments. Living 1 minute at a time, 1 second at a time, trying to sanctify your life 1 day at a time. The Koyach of Hayom. The third idea we said from the Tever Shlomo, the Baal Tanya, the Shloshos Yom, and Rashi says, Moshe Hoysiv Yom Echad. Moshe added an extra day, right? So we're not sure if it's Vav, if it's Zayin. How could it be? It says to Veshlomo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show at the ultimate at Matan Torah, the Koyach of Tamid Chachamim. The Koyach, it's a partnership Torah. That's a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, obviously, but it's a partnership with the Tzadikim of the generation. The Koyach of the Rabbanim, the Koyach of Torah, the Koyach of the Rabbanim. The Baal Tanya tells us this is what Tzadikim do, because Tzadikim are help us to be Davak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we're Davak to the Tzadikim, they help us be Davak to the Pintaliyah inside of us. And that's what the Koyach of Matan Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show us, the Galus of Koyach, the Rabbanim. The fourth idea was said, 2 ideas from the Kiddush Levi. After we said Nasa to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe returned the word back to Hashem. What does it mean? The words that they spoke were El Hashem, were all about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They were in it. They were telling the Baruch Hashem that they were good to go. And this is exactly what the Kiddush Levi says, that what does it mean that Klal Yisrael slept in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, to awaken them? No. We have to realize that the Pintaliyah inside of every Jew at Matan Torah is they were doing it for the right reasons. And what were they doing it for? They would have koyach for the next day. To believe in the Pintaliyah, to believe in the good of every Jew that we meet in the entire world. And finally, the fifth idea, the Mori Naim says, when we finally heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the thunder and the light, reminding everything the calls of Brachim by Amad Torah. It wasn't just a historical moment. It was actually a hachana. Because we know what the Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos. Any Yira, any Chachma that does not have Yira before it, Chachma will not last. But a Chachma that does have Yira's Chait, it will last. And that's what Rabbi Nachman writes in Oz Hein Sichas Aran. Every piece of Od Hashem starts with Yira's Onish. We should be Zochem Et Hashem to take these ideas of Shavuos, of Arvus and Achtus, to be able to realize, to work on the Torah of Koch Hayom, of believing in today and right now, to believe in being attached to Talmidei Chachamim, role models, tzaddikim, our teachers, our families, people that inspire us, to believe in the Pintalir, and to truly believe in the Avoda of Yiras Onish, not Yiras Onish that's going to be crippling, Yiras Onish that's going to inspire us, impact us, and help us motivate us for the future of Ezra Hashem. Wishing everyone a beautiful Shabbos, and Ezra Hashem will continue next week, please God.